Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is the podcast for first generation Christian dads who want to grow closer to Jesus and lead their family well. Hello, my name is Gabriel Perez. I am prideful. I am lustful. I am envious. I am angry. I am bitter. I am all of these things at times, and I'm your host for this podcast. Those are, not fun things to say about yourself, but to be honest, I was listening to Francis Chan message, and he said, what if our whole, we're always quick to say all the good things. We're always quick to share all the good moments and on social media. What if we just start sharing our sins? I'm sure social media would be a whole different ballgame. I'm sure there'd be probably a lot more freedom because you're not just hiding these things. And so I remember not too long ago, I would share my notable things. Hi, I am Gabriel Perez, hardworking dad. I'm a biblical parenting coach. I homeschool my kids. I've been married this long. And yada, yada, yada. All the accomplishments. But today, on this episode, I'm sharing all the faults. And I'm sure there's a lot more. I just ran out of mental capacity to think of them all. The list was too long to keep going, but how's that for an intro? Announcements. What a horrible way to die. I don't know why I say that, but we say that in our Trail Life troop when we say announcements, and it just caught on to my head. So I went with it, but let's see. A couple things. If you could leave a rating and review, I would love that. Be very helpful on Spotify or Apple if you listen to this podcast and you like it. And also, free course, guys. I always say it at the end, but my buddy does announcements in the beginning of his podcast, and he's really smart, so I want to do what he does all the time. It's my brother on the front line. But free course, guys. I've got a lot of stuff there that I've put into. Put hard work into putting this together to just really help build a foundation for fathers, Christian fathers. And, before, once upon a time, it was something that I was putting on a site and selling, and now I am giving it away free. So if you want it, just email me free course, please, and I'll send it your way. Let's see. It's been a couple weeks since I've podcasted, and I feel it because it's kind of been hard trying to get through this introduction. It's probably feels a little weird because so much goes in my head sometimes, and then I come here and I just kind of pour it out, talk to you guys and share it. And but funny thing happened. I was playing catch with my daughter outside, and my kids were riding their bikes. And this car pulls up. She goes, "Hey, my husband and I watch your YouTube channel." And I totally just drew a blank. I was like, I thought they were thinking like a family vlog channel or something, because I was with my kids out there and everything. And I was like, "Oh, I don't have a YouTube channel." And she looked at me funny. She's like, "You don't have a YouTube channel?" I was like, "No, not me." And I was like, "Is she thinking about my wife's YouTube channel? But I'm not on there." I was like, "No, she must be confusing me with someone else." I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You sure?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't have a YouTube channel. I'm sorry." And then she's like, "Oh, well, I'm sorry." And she drove off. I don't know if that was a full exchange, but she drove off probably a little confused, bewildered, maybe embarrassed. And then 10 minutes later, I realized I do have a YouTube channel. I just never would compute that that my channel was watched. I don't know. I mean, it's got views, it's got subscribers, it's got like 100 subscribers, but I don't know. I just totally forgot, because I haven't posted on YouTube for a while, that it was just out of my mind. And then I felt really bad, because she probably felt, you know, confused. And then, you know, here was someone who was saying something nice, like, hey, we listen to your YouTube channel, we watch it. And then I just blew them off, like, oh, I don't have a YouTube channel. And I do. It is still there. I just don't actively do anything on it. But I don't know if they're listening to the podcast. But if they do, I'm sorry. I apologize. I realize I do have a YouTube channel. It is still out there. But I thought it was still pretty funny to just looking back and like, oh, wait, I do. So, yeah, and some exciting things in the upcoming week. Actually, I have a couple guest speakers on the podcast, so I'm excited about that. You know, some really great messages from other men that I think would be, you know, valuable to hear, and some stories to share, and just, you know, to be honest, I wasn't sure if I was a guest-worthy podcast, because, you know, I just come on here, and of course, you know, I do want guests, but I just never, I came to a point where like, well, is this really even a podcast that I want from guests? I mean, especially in this season, I'm just kind of pouring things out here, but the goal is to serve. I mean, that's where Jesus is really putting into my heart, is just serve. Just, you know, if this is the burden I have for other Christian fathers and now first generation Christian fathers, then you just serve them the best you can to your ability. And that's why, guys, a course is free. That's why I still come on this podcast, because I don't know, I just feel that there are men who are in this journey who are struggling, who could be, and I just want you to know that I'm struggling too. You're not alone in that. And I think that's the big part of this podcast, is just sharing in that journey of struggling, of figuring things out. It's like, I don't even know if I should say the podcast for following Jesus and leading your families better, because I mean, that's the goal, right? But I'm still stumbling my way through it. But which leads me to this week's episode, and that is Give Me Jesus. I think I've shared in the past how just praying has kind of been a struggle for me the last couple months, and just how it's been hard. Like, I don't know. I just, you know, don't know why. But I was listening to this book on prayer, and he was talking about one of the key things that we, like good prayer. What is the essence of good prayer? And it was one that our perception is changed upon who we are and who God is. And two, it's just spending time, that we're building on that relationship. Like, you've grown closer. You feel closer to God because, you know, you've done that. And repentance, that was it, repentance. Repentance and perspective change. See, I almost added something there, but those are the two things that, you know, when you prayed and you walk away, if your perspective has been changed and you've, you know, repented of just whatever, you know, I think repentance just comes also from a reverence of who God is and who we are. That's when you know there was good prayer. And I realized, you know, I'm not really seeking Jesus the way that I should. Like, I'm waking up, I'm reading my Bible. I realized I wasn't really praying as much, you know, because obviously there was this blocker, but I didn't really have even the urge to pray. So, like, even my prayer was just, life was lacking. And then I was just going about just doing the things, reading the Bible, reading my utmost for His highest, and, you know, but not really fellowshipping with God, not taking the time to be with God, not just in the morning, but throughout my day. It was just kind of missing. And, you know, it's funny because this whole time I'm talking about this season of just, you know, laying stuff down, stepping away from things and getting closer to Jesus, and I wasn't even fellowshipping with Jesus. You know, I wasn't even taking time to be with Jesus. I wasn't even praying to connect with Jesus. And I was really convicted. And I had to just repent and get a perspective change, which is exactly what good prayer is. I just remember I was doing a walk and I just said, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me, because I have just been doing life without you. And I think that's the big kicker, is that it's not about perfection. It's not about what we're doing or how we're making impacts for the kingdom. It's like, how are we spending time with Jesus? How are we getting to know Jesus? So how was I, you know, incorporating Jesus in just everything? You know, give me Jesus. And so I don't know. I just took a little break to slow some things down. I actually had to just refocus, revamp. And it's just, you know, it is that perspective shift. And it was funny, too, because, you know, there's just these moments where, you know, you realize that. And then we're on the prayer call that I do with Matt Knoll from the Frontline Podcast for Christian Men, hosts a prayer call every Friday, open to anyone. Definitely would love to see you guys, some hardworking dad community, on that call too, because it's an amazing call. But one of the gentlemen there said, man, just take all this stuff and give me Jesus. And it just resonated with me. Yeah, just give me Jesus. And I think so often in my walk, there's just this want for things. Lord, help me here. Lord, help me do this. Help my family. You know, help, you know, there's been sickness in our home. Help bring healing. Help. And we're consistently asking. But are we ever asking just for Jesus? Are we ever just seeking his presence? I even really went as far as to just make a playlist of all the songs, Give Me Jesus, and just the different versions of it, to really just, I don't know, I am an extreme person. Like, when I'm doing something, it's just like, woo, woo, like, you know, I get into it really heavily, and then, you know, I have the chance to burn out really quickly too. So I always have to be aware of how I step into these things. But that was just something I was like, these songs are ministering to me. Like, just give me Jesus. And so I just made a playlist of Give Me Jesus, but it was so good. And I felt it was just what my soul needed, as just a reminder. Just give me Jesus. And even in one of the songs, this is When I Come to Die. Give me Jesus. Like, when everything is coming to an end, just give me Jesus. You know, we want the fix. Lord, fix my marriage. No, we need Jesus first. Give me Jesus, because that's going to change me, and then that's going to change the marriage. Lord, I need help in raising my children. Well, give me Jesus, because just being with him is going to give me more patience than me reading 10 books on parenting. Lord, I need a breakthrough in my finances. Well, give me Jesus, and he will take care of you. And he will provide for you. He will be the wisdom you need. I found, you know, so often, and for me, I'm like looking for tangible things. Like, Lord, bless my family. Lord, help us here. Help us this. And I'm just asking for things, but not Jesus. Not more of Jesus. And man, how much can things change if we make that perspective shift? For me, it is a big perspective shift, because I just have to really set my perspective and repent, because in some way I'm looking at Jesus as transactional, like a vending machine or like a genie, and he's not, and he's so much more, though. So give me Jesus. So really, I just share that, because that's really where I'm at. And it even makes me think of the podcast of like, well, what can I talk about? Because it really, it's just Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The answer is always Jesus. And it's so true. And yet it can be so hard. So, if you're finding yourself in those situations like me, maybe where your perspective has shifted, because I think we have to be weary of even culture today, right? I think there's this big culture thing where it's like, God wants to bless you. God wants to increase your finances, or God wants to work miracles. And God does do these things. That is not what I'm disputing. But are we placing these things above Jesus? Are we placing our want for these tangible things above the name of Jesus? And I think he does work. He does healing. I mean, I can give you just a praise report of how he has healed my wife from cancer cells in the body. And you know, yes, I was praying for that. And he was faithful in that. But then I'm immediately reminded of just missing out of the perspective and repenting because I was putting the healing above him. And it's very interesting because I was reading this the same book Upon Healing. No, it's a different book. The healing that Jesus did, like, yes, it was to heal the person, but what the result was a bigger relationship with God. Like, that the healing was actually second to the idea of who Jesus is and that he is a healer and how he gets glorified and all of that. So the healing was second to what actually is the big picture of him being glorified, magnified, and just the realization of who he is. That he is a miracle worker, that he is good. But it's so easy to put the miracle above Jesus, right? And that's just me 100%. So now I'm just, give me Jesus, and I'm still walking that out. What does that look like? Because I think we will be challenged and tested, because our life is going to still demand things, right? The world is still going to demand that, you know, we do X, Y, and Z to a certain degree. And there's still need, there's still things that we want. But if we just prioritize Jesus, I know we can't go wrong. So just sharing my heart there, gentlemen, and hoping that maybe there's some perspective shifts that you see that maybe you need. Only you can tell. I think what I'm doing now is just reading the Gospels and doing a commentary. I do a John Corson commentary, which John Corson's great. He has a full Bible commentary that, honestly, when I first became a Christian, it was just so helpful to me because I didn't know anything about the Bible. And he just explains verse by verse. And man, I tell you, I went through that thing. I never finished the whole thing, but for at least a good solid 3 years, I was in that. Waking up in the morning, reading that. And I remember waking up so early. Sometimes I'd have to be at work by like 4 o'clock in the morning. So in order to read the Bible, I'd have to wake up at like 2, because it'd take me sometimes an hour to get there. And I just remember being so tired, but just like excited to read the Word, excited to learn more about Jesus. And as we get older and as life comes and more demands, you know, I was a new Christian with no kids at the time, and now I've got 3 kids and more responsibility and a job, and you know, but, you know, now it's just kind of coming back to Jesus, getting in the Gospels and just really trying to get his heart. Another book, and I think this has really been a long time coming because I read Beautiful Outlaw by John Eldridge, and that was just a really beautiful book about the characteristics of Jesus. And it really kind of, I think, is, you know, it set me on the path, but then I had this hiccup where I, you know, wasn't really praying and just struggling with prayer in general. So, because I struggled with it, I didn't want to do it. And, you know, heard a good message from my pastor today, and he talked about faith and fear. And it just made me think, because I struggled in something, you know, there's always discomfort when you're doing something for God. Like, he was just talking that, you know, whatever you're doing, if God gives you a word or you feel like God gives you a word, just know that you're probably going to be struggling in 3 hours because the devil's going to come in and attack that. Or there's going to be all these, you know, you're going to get into your head. And he goes, but there's faith in the discomfort. Because that's, you know, that's how we grow. So it just reminded me that, yeah, I was struggling with prayer, but what got me out of struggling with prayer was actually just praying. Like, hey, I'm just going to pray anyways, no matter how ugly it looks, and seek God, even if it's in silence too. Sometimes I don't have the words to say, and I just sit there with Jesus. And you know what? That's good enough too. So, yeah. Just wanted to share that. It's actually been something on my heart for a couple weeks now, but we've had been busy, and you know me, I just sometimes will take some time to put it out podcast. Don't want to feel forced, although this message has been on my heart and I've known that I've wanted to share it for some time, and here it is today. So yeah, with all that, thank you guys for showing up. You still continue to blow my mind. Really do appreciate it. Hope this is helpful. And if you're struggling, feel free to reach out. Feel free to email me. Love to connect. Anything I can do to pray for you, love to pray for you, as that is something I'm working on, right? But let me just close out in prayer. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. And I just thank you that you are so graceful and so full of a love that just pursues us, Lord. That, Lord, you willingly went to the cross for us, willingly went so that we could have fellowship. And Lord, I pray for the men out here who are listening to the podcast, who are in this prayer right now, Lord, that, Lord, there would just be that perspective shift of who you are. And you know the hearts that need it. You know the hearts that are yearning for you, but just missing you in the struggles of life and the needs that we have. And Lord, forgive us for putting these needs above you. Forgive us for thinking that these needs are what define you or how you answer these things. And Lord, just that perspective of who you are. You are our Savior, our Redeemer, our hope. And when this world gets dark and all the things that are happening, Lord, we just remain hopeful in who you are, Lord. That even when we come to die, Lord, give us Jesus. Give me Jesus. Lord, Jesus over our hearts. Jesus over our families. Lord, Jesus over any healing, Lord, that we seek you. And put our faith and trust in knowing that you will take care of the rest, Lord. So let the praise of I love you, Jesus, be something that we can just say. And And Lord, so I know that there could be blockers to even just saying that, Lord, because I feel those blockers in my heart of just saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. But I just pray you continue to open up our hearts, open up those doors that have been closed, Lord, to just loving you, worshiping you, praising you, that, Lord, you would give us new praise upon our lips to lift you up. We thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.